You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He gets so crazy at times.
It sounds like...
You yell back at your radio.
What are you talking about?
What the hell?
He gets so angry.
You tweet to try and calm him down. Now... he gets an hour all to himself. It's Sparky's Midday Madness on The Fan with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Psych. It is Sparky's Midday Madness here on 1250 AM The Fan. I am Sam Schmitz filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer this afternoon. Man, oh man, if you were listening to The Fan right before this program began, did we just witness some radio gold as Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson were broadcasting live from Canton, Ohio to celebrate Leroy Butler being inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Gold jacket ceremony tonight and the enshrinement will happen tomorrow. Also, make sure if you want more of, you know, the fan coverage from Canton, Ohio, well, Bart Winkler's got you covered tomorrow morning here on 1250 AM The Fan from 7 to 10. It's the Road to Canton show hosted by Bart Winkler in Canton, Ohio to celebrate pretty much everything great about Leroy and his journey to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So if you guys want to call in, there'll be some great interviews that we'll play for you guys as well with Leroy Butler. So the Hall of Fame, the Road to Canton coverage here on 1250 AM The Fan does not stop. It'll go through 7 to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning here on 1250 AM The Fan on your Odyssey app. But in the meantime, as I just mentioned, we witnessed some radio magic here in the last couple of hours via the Wendy's Big Show from Gary Ellerson and Bart Winkler in Canton, Ohio. The guys were joined by Bob Harlan to start off the show. And then on top of that, during that interview, James Lofton, the former Hall of Famer and Packers wide receiver, joined the program as well to talk to Bob Harlan while the guys were talking to him. And then on top of that, during the Bob Harlan interview that had James Lofton appear on it as well, our very own Leroy Butler also stopped by to thank Bob Harlan and, you know, obviously Bob for to congratulate him and stuff like that. So we're going to bring all that to you guys within this hour before the Fan Afternoon show begins with Kevin Holden. And by the way, myself, Sam Schmitz, being the producer for the Fan Afternoon show, I do want to mention, because we have a special guest joining us at the very top of the hour at 3 o'clock. Before we get into the Packers coverage that we just brought you guys on the Wendy's Big Show from Canton, Ohio, I do want to remind you guys that on the Fan Afternoon show, we'll be joined by former Brewer Jerry Augustine at 3 o'clock with Kevin Holden. So definitely want to stay tuned for that. Jerry Augustine will be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the 1982 Brewers. We'll also get his thoughts on the Josh Hader trade as well. But in the meantime, as I mentioned, Sam Schmitz filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. If you guys want to call in and, you know, share your memories about Leroy Butler, feel free as well. 414-677-1250. New phone number here at 1250 AM The Fan. 414-677-1250. Or you can tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. I do want to bring you guys some of the great sound that we heard from the Wendy's Big Show today in Canton, Ohio. And let's start off with former Packers president and CEO, Bob Harlan, who joined Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson to start off the Wendy's Big Show. But in case you missed it, here is that interview. It started off with Bart Winkler asking Bob Harlan about, you know, the timing that Leroy joined the Green Bay Packers during the 90s and how that really helped out the organization. Here's what Bob had to say.
Well, you know, I think Leroy came in at a very interesting time. From 1968 to 1991, we had a 24-year period where we just simply could not find a way to win. And Leroy, who drafted in 1990, came in for the final 2 years of that drought. His first year in 1990, we finished 6-10. The next year, we go 4-12. In the middle of that 4-12 season is when we hired Ron Wolf and turned the football operation over to him and told our board of directors and our executive committee that it was time for us to make a major change in our football operation get one strong football person in the job and put him in charge with total control and absolutely no interference. And I think if Gary, you could have talked to Leroy or anybody at the end of that 1991 season and said, you know, in 5 years, you guys are going to be Super Bowl champions, they would have thought you were crazy. But that's exactly what happened. Ron came in, he hired Mike Holmgren, made the trade for Brett Favre, signed Reggie White as a free agent. Leroy was already here and in place, and the franchise took off. We started winning immediately, and we did win that Super Bowl. So the thing I admired about Leroy and the group we just talked about, not only are they in the Hall of Fame now, but they were the cornerstone of this franchise, not only in 1992 when they took over, 30 years later, their impact is still being felt because of the great success they put into this franchise. And they brought character and dignity back to the Packers. We had lost that. And Leroy was a major part of that. And I couldn't be happier for anybody to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame than I am for Leroy.
And if you talk about the history of the Green Bay Packers, you talk about Brett Favre and you talk a little bit about Reggie White, but Leroy has something different than those two. He was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. And I think if you look at the history of the Packers, not a lot of guys can say that. Now, back in the 60s, you probably could, because guys didn't move around as much. But Leroy Butler was drafted and developed by the Green Bay Packers. He didn't come from another team and only played for the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely. He's one of the few people who did it in this day and age, as you know, Gary, who does stay with the same franchise. And you had to love his tenacity and his personality. He had a great way of appealing to fans, and people loved him right from the start. And I'll never forget, I'm sitting with Ron Wolf the day Leroy did the Lambeau Leap for the first time. And to see him charge down that field and point into the stands, and nobody knew what was going to happen. And he jumps into the stands, and the thing that hit me was the reaction of the fans. They were thrilled to death to think that this great Packer player would reach out to them and almost show his appreciation of them for what they had meant to this franchise. And it's in our history books, and it's a major part of our history, in fact, what he did. And the fact that he stayed his entire year with the Packers, I think you not only have to be thankful for that, you've got to appreciate it and say how lucky we were to watch this man's career, because it was a magnificent career, and we've all waited for that reward to come, and now finally it is here.
Bob, I have a guest here that's about to come on. If you can hold on 1 second. James Laughlin, can you say hi to Bob Harlan?
Hey, Bob Harlan, how you doing?
James, I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Where are you up in Green Bay or in the UP?
No, I'm in Green Bay.
Great.
But James, it's wonderful to talk to you. I'm glad you're there for Leroy.
Oh, it is fantastic. Just spent some time with him. He and Dave Robinson and I just took a picture, and I was telling those guys, this takes you from the 60s to the 2000s. Just three guys standing here.
That's right. And three of the most important people in Packers history, by the way.
Well, and you're probably number four on that list then, huh?
Oh, I'm way, way down that list.
No.
But it's nice to hear from you, and I'm so glad you're there. I'll tell you what, Gary, I just wanted to say, while James is here,
yes,
there was the finest. I'll never forget the day we drafted James Laughlin, the excitement in the draft room, and what a great, great contributor to the Green Bay Packers he was for so many years. Great part of our history.
Well, and you know what? When you mentioned history, I remember being worked out by the Packers. I was at Stanford track practice, and Al Tremel and Lou Carpenter came to work me out in Stanford Stadium. And, you know, back then, I don't think college students were acutely aware of how the NFL worked. So getting to work out in front of Lou Carpenter and then finding out that he was – a former player and had played for Lombardi was so exciting to me.
Well, good. Well, James, it's wonderful to talk to you. I'm delighted you're there. And it's. Please give our regards to your family.
I certainly will.
Bob, I have another guest here for you that I'd like to talk to you real quick.
Bob, this is Leroy Butler.
Mr. Butler, you are my hero. You are my hero, Leroy.
This is breaking news, but you're in my speech.
I tell you what, I'm as happy for you this weekend as you've got to be for you, and proud for yourself. Your career was outstanding, Leroy. You're a wonderful person, a great salesman for the National Football League and the Green Bay Packers. And we need more people who have your character and your dignity. And what you meant to this franchise was huge. And what you meant to the National Football League is huge, too. So you're finally in that spot that you deserve to be in. I could not be happier.
Bob, I love you and your wife. Y'all have done so much for me. I'm just so emotional because you just did everything for me. I remember my mom telling you, take care of my baby. You say, Ms. Butler, I definitely will. I just love and respect you. And, yes, you are in my speech because I wouldn't do it any other way. People like you paved the way for me to play for just one team. Just one team. Well, I just appreciate what you've done. I mean, thank you so much.
Well,
why
Leroy,
y'all got me
you.
Doing this, Gary? I mean, y'all wasn't supposed to do me like this. They told me they had a surprise guest, but you didn't tell me you had the most platinum person in Packer history. Please tell your family, your kids, everybody, we love them, your wife, everybody. And
well,
I'm here representing you.
Well, I will, and I couldn't be prouder of you or happier for you. And my sincere, sincere congratulations to you on this great, great accomplishment. Well deserved.
Thank you so much, Bob. I love you.
Love you too, Leroy.
Thank you, buddy. Please go to break. I can't take it no more.
Bob, can you hang on through the break real quick?
I'll be happy to.
All right, hang on. We'll take a break, pay some bills. We'll come right back.
Thank you.
All right.
We're live from Canton, Ohio.
Doesn't get much better than
Leroy
that.
Leroy Butler, James Lofton, Gary Ellerson, and then my name's Bart Winkler. Bob Harlan's on the phone. We'll be right back, Big Show Radio Network. And Bob Harlan's on the phone. And Bob, one for you. I just think that the connection that, you know, these guys still have with you, how Leroy, sitting to my right here, can't compose a thought just because of how great it is. He did not know you were going to be here. He did not know you're going to talk to he was going to talk to you today, but just that effect that you've been able to have, and I think it's not just the Harlan to Butler relationship or the Lofton to Ellerson relationship. It's all these Packers, how once you're a Packer, you're forever a Packer.
Well, you know, Bart, it's the greatest story in sports as far as I'm concerned. The fact that it's owned by the fans and started in Milwaukee and Green Bay and how it's grown through the years and what the respect the organization had. You know, when we were going through some of those tough times in the 70s and 80s, Bart, the fans used to call me and say, you know, Bob, we're never going to win again. The Lombardi years, that's going to be the last great era in this franchise. We're never going to win another championship. And when Leroy and Reggie and Ron Wolf and Brett and everybody else came to town in 92 and started to turn this situation around, I couldn't have been happier or prouder of Ron and the players for what they did and how they did bring the respect back to this organization. And they put us back among the elite where we belonged. And one time I was at a league meeting and I had breakfast with Mike Brown, who is the president of the Cincinnati Bengals now. And Mike says, you know, when my dad, Paul Brown, was running the Cleveland Browns in the 50s, if a player would make a bad mistake at practice, he'd say, if you don't shape up, I'm going to ship you to Green Bay. And I wanted to see that erased, that feeling erased in the 70s and 80s, because people kept saying, they would joke when Green Bay would play Tampa Bay and the Chicago radio, I'd hear them say, the two Bays are playing today. That's an important game. And I got tired of hearing that. And I knew if we could find the right people to come in here, take charge of this operation, and totally have full authority, that we didn't need to be made ridicule of. We could be very strong again. And Ron Wolf came in. He kept people. He drafted people. He made changes. Wasn't afraid to make major changes. And people like Leroy restored this franchise to where it belongs and where we've now been for the last 30 years. And those people had a great deal to do with his success that lingers today.
And I would agree with you, Bob. And I think if you look at the blueprint, you were there in the early years on the judge pairing, saw how all that those relationships went, and then decide to make a change. But I still see once I'm here with all these Hall of Famers, and you know you have the Cowboys, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I just don't know of any other really organizations. If you talk about the Green Bay Packers, a very proudful organization, really thank you for what you've done. But when you see the Steelers players and the Packers players and the Cowboys, I just feel like the Packers, just our camaraderie, what we have for one another, may not be measured, but I think it stands the test of times.
Well, I think the alumni have been so loyal to this franchise.
Yes, yes.
And I think it shows the love they had for the franchise when they were here. I always wanted to make sure that we treated all the players and the coaches with dignity and let them know how much we appreciated their efforts, how much we appreciated them being in Green Bay. And I was so bothered when we got bad publicity because I didn't think we deserved it.
Right.
And you're right. I'll never forget 1996 when we were on our way to the Super Bowl. I was good friends with Joe Torre, who was the manager of the New York Yankees at the time. And the Yankees won the World Series that fall. And I remember I talked to Joe and I said, "Boy, Joe, what if the Yankees and the Packers could be world champions at the same time?" And he agreed it would be a great story. And it happened. And I thought, you know, two of the most famous franchises in different sports, the two sports that have just great, great teams, and for the Green Bay Packers to be back on top was just enormous. And I think the feeling around the world was good for little Green Bay. They've still got it. Even when our fans voted for us to redo the Lambeau Field, Brown County stepped forward once more. Our fans and our players are willing to do anything they can to make this franchise better. And that just doesn't happen every place in this world.
Former Packers president Bob Harlan with us. The Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bart Winkler in for Sparky. Gary Ellerson here. And Leroy Butler is mingling with other of his now contemporaries, Hall of Famers, here as we broadcast live downtown Canton. I was watching former St. Louis Cardinal Matt Carpenter, who's played with the Cardinals for a long time, very prestigious program, but he's now with the Yankees. And I was watching an interview he did, and even though he was with them, he's like, "I'm putting on the jersey that Babe Ruth put on. I'm putting on the jersey that Lou Gehrig put on." And I think that with the Packers, it's the same thing. It's been a relatively similar look. You have Hall of Famers all the way back to Curly Lambeau. What do you think it does for the current guys when, because it's not just any old brandish logo that's been out there for the last 10, 15 years. It's the Packers G that's been here forever. It's the Packers logo that's been here forever. How do you think that these current players, what sense of championship level do they feel when they put on the jersey today, do you think?
Well, I'd like to give you two examples, Bart, of how I think the Packers are looked at. First of all, when other teams come into Lambeau Field, before the game and they're out in the field practicing, I'll see them looking up at the bowl and the names of the great people up there, Lombardi, Lambeau, Starr, Horning, Taylor, Lofton, Butler, White. And I think they're almost in awe. You know, look where I am. I'm in the cathedral of professional football. And look what's going on here. And I remember when way back in the early 90s, when Ron Wolf brought Reggie White to town, was trying to sell him on coming to Green Bay, he said, "I walked Reggie down the ramp onto the field, and I said, Reggie, look at the names on this bowl. Look at the history on this bowl." He says, "You know, you can play anywhere and be a great player. You're already a great player." But he says, "You can come to Green Bay, play for the Packers, and you can be a legend." And I thought that described the organization so well. Like you say, Bart, you play for the Yankees. I took a tour of the old Yankee Stadium a few years ago. I was like a five-year-old kid. I was in awe. This is where Ruth played, Gehrig and Mantle. And you come to Lambeau Field. For example, when we wanted to redo the stadium, we said, if we can redo Lambeau Field, save the history and the tradition, save the Lombardi teams practiced and played here, the Holmgren teams practiced and played here, that we could say, you know, we're going to bring visitors to Green Bay and Brown County from literally around the world to see this great stadium. And I was correct. It happens. It's still going on today. So the magnitude of what Green Bay means to the National Football League is wonderful. One more point I'd like to bring up quickly, Bart, is that when we were arguing with the finance committee in the league about being able to go out and sell stock in 2000 to pay for this new stadium, a lot of the owners couldn't figure out how we could sell stock and that didn't have any value to it. And Dan Rooney, the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, stood up at the meeting and said, "Gentlemen, the Green Bay Packers are very important to the National Football League. I think we need to give the Packers our vote of confidence." And we got a unanimous vote. To me, that showed what people think about the National Football League, not only the fan base around the country, but the other owners and the other teams in the NFL. And I think Lambeau Field in Green Bay is the cathedral of professional football.
I'm going to hit you with this, Bob, and I hope this never happens. But you see now a lot of stadiums, Heinz Field just changed names. You see a lot of stadiums, naming rights and all that. I would venture to say that could never happen to Lambeau Field.
Gary, I pray you're right. Right after we won the referendum in 2000, and it was a close vote, 53% to 47%, a lot of people didn't like the idea. Look what it's done for this franchise. But when we were going, right after we finished that, there were a couple of anti-tax groups in town, and they came back with another referendum that said, "We want you to pay more for this stadium than you're paying right now to build this new stadium that you want to build or redevelop it." They said, "We want you to sell naming rights." And I told them, I said, "We're not going to fight to save this stadium and then not fight to save the name Lambeau Field." And they took it to a referendum, and the referendum didn't have a prayer. No one ever called me to say they were interested in naming rights. No companies, big national companies, could have called and jumped all over this. They never did, because they knew how we felt about it. And I always get a kick when they're talking about games on television that are coming up next Sunday. They'll say, "Well, the Giants are going to be at Philadelphia, and Tampa Bay will be in Chicago, and Minnesota will be at Lambeau Field to play Green Bay." And it's the only stadium mentioned, and God help us if we don't ever lose that name, because I think Lambeau Field is as magic. The name is as magic as the stadium itself.
That was former Packers president and CEO Bob Harlan joining Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson earlier today from Canton, Ohio, at the Hall of Fame ceremony to, you know, celebrate Leroy Butler being inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You also heard from former Packer and Hall of Famer James Lofton, as well as the man himself, Leroy Butler, was able to join Bob Harlan for a couple minutes to, you know, obviously thank him and congratulate him as well. But that's not the only interview from today of a couple former Packers joining the guys, Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson, earlier today from the Wendy's Big Show. No. We have more content for you guys if you might have missed it. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from Santana Dotson and Gilbert Brown, the former Packers who joined Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson, as well as Charles Woodson. We'll also hear from later on in the hour. That's all on today's Sparky's Midday Madness. Sam Schmitz in for C. Sparky Fife for this afternoon. More coverage coming up here on 1250 AM. The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Sparky's Midday Madness, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals here on 1250 AM The Fan. Sam Schmitz in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer this afternoon. Couple minutes here before we begin the Fan Afternoon Show with Kevin Holden. Also a reminder, starting out at the very top of the show at 3 o'clock, former Brewer Jerry Augustine joins Kevin Holden and myself to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the 1982 Brewers, as well as talk about the Josh Hader trade. So once again, Augie, Jerry Augustine joining the show at 3 o'clock. But in the meantime, in the previous segment, you heard from former Packers president and CEO Bob Harlan joined Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson from Canton, Ohio today in order to congratulate Leroy Butler being inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The coverage continued later on in the show earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show. They were not joined by just Bob Harlan and James Lofton. Oh, no. There's more Packers that joined them later on earlier in the morning. They were also joined by Leroy Butler's teammates, Santana Dotson and Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger. The former Packers joined the guys on the Wendy's Big Show earlier today. We'll bring that coverage to here for you now. Also, in a couple minutes, we'll hear from Charles Woodson, who also joined Gary Ellerson and Bart Winkler as well. That's on Sparky's Midday Madness. In the meantime, let's hear from Santana Dotson and Gilbert Brown, who were asked just how does it feel to know that Leroy Butler is getting inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Man, I think it's great. You know, long overdue. Hard work pays off, so, you know, glad to see him go in and be able to celebrate it with him.
Gil, you send the speech. You out there, you going to put your suit on?
I'm shaking.
Don't do that.
I'm shaking, man. God, dog, man. You know what, man?
What?
I get to spend time with my homeboy here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm about to meet greatness.
Yes.
And to put Leroy, I got him chilling with my son and my niece and everything, man. It's just a, oh, man.
I have never seen Leroy cry. We had him on this morning, and we couldn't even get him through the interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been so, you know how he is, just so joyful and all that. Mm-hmm. For the first time, I saw it finally hit that joker that, because, I mean, you here at this hotel, and then all the Gold Jackets are here. Everybody's here. And it was a different Leroy that I have ever seen before in my life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you start, you know, for what we did, for the years we played, you know, it's all a numbers game. So
right.
You look at the numbers of guys that were privileged to do what we did. It's roughly 26,000-27,000 guys that ever played professional football. You know, then you take that, and there's only about 300 of those guys that are Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
So the small percentage of guys that are able to do and get on the field and be the best of the best. And Gil and I were fortunate enough of those 300 guys, we've played with, there's three of them. Mm-hmm. Two of them were on our side of the ball, but three of them, you know, from Reggie to Leroy and Brett, you know, we were on the same team with three guys.
Yeah, I know.
Three of those 300 guys.
Isn't
so
that
it
crazy?
Lets you know how special you are.
It really is. Your defense, I don't think it talked about enough. I mean, I thought one of the greatest defenses in NFL history. We hear about this doggone Chicago Bear defense and all that. Mm-hmm. But when you guys were doing it, that defense was the best there ever was for a number of years, Gilbert.
I think you look at it, it's not about intimidation. But when you step on the field, and we had an attitude at Lambeau Field, you do not come up and win in Lambeau Field, period. And we put it down like that. Ask Detroit how many times the boys came up there. You know what I'm saying? Ask Detroit. I told them we stopped them from that roar to meow. They biting meow. So, I mean, the game has changed. But back when we played, it was men against men.
Yeah.
And you could hit the quarterback.
Yeah.
Period.
Santana, Leroy talks about, and I don't, you can tell me if it's true or not, a story about, I guess he's getting ready to blitz, and then you stand up and say, which one you coming in? Is that a true story or not?
There's some truth to every lie he tells. You know, I'll put it like that. It is a true story. Like you talked about, I mean,
right.
We were predicated defensively through our defensive front, and Leroy was an outstanding blitzer, you know, and a lot of things he did was coming through either the A or B gap in football terms. So, you know, we had the option of knowing mm-hmm. he and I had the option because I was a B gap player
mm-hmm.
of deciding which gap he was blitzing in. So there was some discussions of that. And, you know, we used to joke about it a little bit. And some, you know, the offensive lineman had to pick up somebody, either me or him.
Right.
So, you know, we would joke about it like, I'm going to tell offensive lineman you coming. So make sure he pick you up and I go get the sack.
You know, I think much has been lost. I believe Fritz is also being honored this weekend, too.
As well he should.
Right. And you talk about his defense and how innovative he was within the defensive scheme that you guys were able to flourish in.
It's crazy because he had me dropping into coverage. You understand what I'm saying? I was dropping.
Yeah, but you played fullback in high school. Nobody remember that.
You know, I was dropping back into coverage, man, and my job is to get out there and get them screens and all that stuff. We were role players that played the role well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody had a job to do, but when you put it all together, it's a team.
Yeah.
And a team that will whoop your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say ass on radio?
You just did.
Okay.
You just did.
Yeah. Fritch was definitely, he was a strategist, and he loved his defensive linemen, you know, and back to that point again.
Resist the temptation to what?
Yeah. Yeah, resist the temptation, right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can use that in everyday life, too.
Yes, yes.
Resist
yes.
the temptation.
Yes. He was Mike Holmgren. It was the dad,
mm-hmm.
but Fritz was the stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
How it was. He going to love his offense, but Fritz going to love his defense. And you know what amazes me about Fritz? Every practice, he came down and started with the D-line. Every practice.
Yeah, he loved the D-line.
Did he have a position or no?
He didn't have a position, but, you know, he said back in the day he was a D-line coach, so he always favored hanging out with the big fellas. And I just recall, like, you know, during the game, like anybody else, player to player, coach to player, there's a lot of cussing and frustration
on
that sideline.
Right.
And he, as the defensive coordinator, it would start with him.
Right.
So you never wanted to disappoint him. He would let you know if you disappointed him and were out of position or didn't do the right thing. But to that point, after every game, he would come to your locker, shake your hand, give you a little pat on the head, even a hug to let you know, I'm still here for you. I appreciate everything you did. So he had a great way of, hey, we're going to leave whatever on the field, but you knew he was in your corner.
That defensive line, we don't talk enough about Sean Jones either.
No. Mm-mm.
I mean, if you start talking about sacks, I mean, before he got to Green Bay, was a very accomplished player.
Well, it's not many defensive linemen that had 100 sacks, and he's got 100-plus sacks. You know, his knowledge of the game was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as somebody that knew, you know, plays, players, plays by formation, he probably really helped me more so than anybody as far as understanding the nuances of the game.
Right.
You know, like what could happen from each backfield set or he was always studying and getting prepared to play.
The biggest Jamaican I ever seen in my life. The biggest. You hear me?
Why got to be Jamaican?
Maybe he's Jamaican. Too. Is
Jamaican.
He Jamaican?
He better be. It's just Lord Jesus.
But that was a good group, though, guys. Appreciate it. I know you guys got stuff going on. You got people coming up to you, so I want to hold you.
Definitely,
but
appreciate it, man.
The celebration.
It's
I see you guys around.
Yeah. It's a celebration. Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah.
If I crown national TV, I don't have crying in my DNA, so don't try me.
When?
I'm going to cry today.
You're going to cry, bro. I already did, sitting here today. That joker sat right in your chair right there, started crying, and I had to look away.
Yeah, I
couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
Yeah. We don't know how much football we love each other.
Right.
We'll try to take your head off.
Yeah.
But we love you, too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Even with my tight jeans on.
I love you,
guys. All right, boys. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Fella.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love y'all, Wisconsin.
Yeah, there we go.
Always love hearing from Gilbert Brown and Santana Dodson. They joined the guys, Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson, earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show, who were live in Canton. Some great stuff there. And it does not stop here on Sparky's Midday Madness. No. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another former Packer and a guy who was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year, Charles Woodson. Also joined Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson as well earlier today. We'll hear that interview after the break here on Sparky's Midday Madness on 1250 AM The Fan. It is Sparky's Midday Madness here on 1250 AM The Fan. I am Sam Schmitz filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer this afternoon. Coming up in about a little over 15 minutes from now, former Brewer Jerry Augustine will join us to talk about the 40th anniversary of the 1982 Brewers, as well as talk about the Josh Hader trade and more. Once again, Jerry Augustine joining Kevin Holden on the afternoon show in about a little over 15 minutes at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, Leroy Butler is being enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. And to celebrate, we had our very own Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson out there today to broadcast the Wendy's Big Show live from Canton, Ohio. The guys were joined by, earlier in the program, you heard from former Packers president and CEO Bob Harlan. You also heard from Santana Dotson and Gilbert Brown. But that wasn't the only, you know, former Packer or former Packer affiliate that joined those two out in Canton, Ohio today. The last guest that joined the guys was Charles Woodson, the man who was just enshrined to the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year, former Packer great, also joined Bart Winkler and Gary Ellerson earlier today. Here's what Charles Woodson had to say about Leroy Butler being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Great to see Leroy, man. Leroy, it looks like the Hall of Fame fits him. He's right at home.
I think I saw you guys embrace before. He said, where's my whiskey? Where's my – and you have wine.
Yeah,
I got a Woodson whiskey from
you. Yeah, wine and whiskey, and I asked him, where's my vodka?
Where's the vodka?
Hey, so it goes both ways. Like, same time, man, same time.
Switch it up.
Did you try yet the Leapin' Lemonade?
No.
So Robin Yount has a lemonade.
Yeah.
And Leroy's got a vodka. They combined it in cans you can buy.
Yeah, I saw it in a wine cellar in Deep Here not too long ago.
I drank one for the first time. It drinks like you're on a golf course, it's Saturday, and she poured it way too strong, and that's how they sell it.
I like that.
It's very
– Yeah, I don't need it too fruity and too sweet.
No, it's –
I like to taste a little bit of alcohol, make sure I know what I'm drinking.
You definitely know you're drinking alcohol.
Man, what is it like, though? It's my first time really here at this hotel seeing all the Hall of Famers. I mean, I know it's something special to be in the NFL. This is a whole new different – deal with all the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, this is the next level.
Right?
Right. So this is like, you know, I always, you know, tell the story of me sitting down as a young, I don't know, teenager maybe or whatever it was, watching the Super Bowl and watching Jerry Rice and the 49ers play the Bengals.
Right.
So you're sitting in your living room and you have aspirations of making it to the NFL.
Correct.
But those guys seemed so far away, the time difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, like you're on the same team with Jerry Rice, Tim Brown. It's like, dang, it seemed like light years away, right? And then now you sit in a room and then, you know, you got Jerry Rice. You got Mike Singletary. Jim Brown came in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't take a whole lot of pictures.
Right.
You know, I take them – But I was like, today, man, like, I got to get a picture with Jim Brown.
Yes.
You know, so I went, you know, and talked to him, you know, for a quick second. And I said, hey, man, you know, and it's kind of a humbling thing, right? Because this is like a legend of legends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right,
when you think about it.
Right.
And so, you know, I took my selfie and it's like, I just looked at it a minute ago. I'm like, it's the great Jim Brown.
Not even that, though, for you, though. Corners, DBs, Aeneas Williams, running lot.
Yeah.
I mean, just your group, your position is unbelievable.
Yep.
That's represented. And they say safeties and corners don't get in very much.
Right.
But there's a nice core of those guys here as well.
Yeah, we got some guys, man. And
then Ronnie, now Leroy.
And Ronnie Lott was, of course, you know, for a lot of guys, that was
the standard.
He was the standard, and still the standard.
Yeah.
You know, I remember him always tell a story of him coming to talk to us in Oakland one year, and just his presence and his delivery and how he talked to us. It was like, man, he was ready to go. You know what I mean? So being there, being in the room with these guys, and you know, just being around them, and you know, I talked to Ronnie on numerous occasions, so I kind of know him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
You know, and I know you played for the Raiders and then the Packers, but still, I think two different franchises, but almost the same as far as the fans, tradition. Yeah.
You know, you got two franchises that, you know, you can't talk about the NFL without them, you know. Green Bay winning the first couple of Super Bowls. Oakland being a team of the decades. Al Davis and the Raiders and winning three of them and what they are to the NFL, the silver and black and the Maverick that Al Davis was. Right. Like, these are two franchises with rich traditions. And, you know, for me, it's like, man, I could say, man, I played for both of them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who gets that?
Charles Woodson does.
Right.
Charles Woodson with us, Big Show Radio Network. You're here now. You've been inducted.
Yeah.
And you get to be here as a
Yeah, the weight's off my shoulders.
Yeah. It's got to be just a world of difference this weekend for you.
Yeah, it's way different. So, you know, last year I was here, and throughout the whole week, you know, you're running around. You have a lot of obligations. And the tension and the weight of the moment, for me, it stayed with me the whole entire week. Really, from the time they told me I was in the hall, that tension was on me the whole time until I got to my speech and got through my speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, everything was just building up to that point. And it wasn't until that point, after I was done telling my speech, where I was like, mm-hmm. man, I'm in the Hall of Fame. But till then, it was like this moment right here, man, everything was like focus, tension, deliver on the speech. You know what I mean? That was the whole thing.
Well,
for me.
Like, you're either the groom, or now you're just like one of the groom's men. Someone else has to worry about it all.
Yeah,
you can celebrate and have a good time.
I might not be the best man, so I ain't got to worry about the ring or nothing. I'm just there.
Right here.
I'm hanging out.
So the gold jacket ceremony is tonight. What's that like for Leroy tonight? What's that going to be like?
You know, I think there's two moments, of course. There's one where, you know, he's going to walk down that gauntlet, you know, and we're all going to be standing there. I know when we – and the years past, it's been kind of different. But our year, you know, you walk on the podium and everybody's kind of standing, looking up at you.
Mm-hmm.
You dapping fives. Like, right. That's cool.
Right.
But then, you know, they go in the back, and then they start doing the jacket presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whoever his presenter is, he's going to walk out, mm-hmm. and they're going to take off the old, and they're going to put on the new.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And that's the one that's forever. That's forever gold right there.
So the gold jacket ceremony tonight may be bigger than the presentation at the stadium. Which one for you was it?
To me, it was all about the speech.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the gauntlet was. Like, it's all up here.
Right.
So don't let me like
okay,
you know what I'm saying,
right.
diminish one over the other.
Right.
But to me, it was all about the speech because mm-hmm. you're in front of the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You telling your story. You telling whatever you feel like you need. Mm-hmm. You know. To convey to the people of what got you there, what helped you,
mm-hmm.
you know, pay your homage to the people you need to, the fans, you know, your mm-hmm. teammates, your coaches, your family, and all of that. To me, that's what got me here. So that was the biggest moment for me. The gauntlet is like, that's awesome.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like running out of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
But that speech was,
yeah,
that was the deal.
And then again, you get to relax, have fun, and come back every year and do it again.
I mean, you know, I'm relaxed. I'm sitting here talking to y'all, you know, shooting it.
Right.
I don't got a worry in the world right now. last year, I was like.
Sweating, looking over your shoulder.
All right, you got to make sure you say that. Make sure you do that right. Make sure, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, here's what you did do. You did your mama right, though.
Got to.
Yeah,
got
that's
to.
For sure.
Yeah, got to. That's my
yeah,
mama.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson, congrats again.
Yeah, thank
Great
you.
To see you down here. Great to have you here.
Yeah.
We are broadcasting live for Leroy Butler.
Once again, great stuff. That was the Pro Football Hall of Famer who got enshrined last year and Packer legend Charles Woodson joining Gary Ellerson and Bart Winker earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show, who were live from Canton, Ohio. And so we heard earlier in the show, we heard from Bob Harlan, James Lofton, and Leroy Butler himself. We heard from Santana Dotson and Gilbert Brown just a couple of minutes ago, and we just heard from Charles Woodson. But the Canton, Ohio coverage does not stop here on 1250 AM The Fan, as Bart Winker will be hosting the Road to Canton show here on 1250 AM The Fan tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. before Leroy Butler gets officially enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So if you guys want to call in, you know, share your memories about Leroy Butler and stuff like that, Bart Winkler will gladly take your guys' call. And Bart will once again also be live broadcasting from Canton, Ohio. So great coverage here on The Fan. Want to thank Pick and Save, Current Electric, and Schneider Jobs for sponsoring our Road to Canton coverage here on 1250 AM The Fan. But in the meantime, after the break, we will talk to the one and only Kevin Holden, and we'll also talk about the Brewers, other stuff like that. It is Sparky's Midday Madness, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals, here on 1250 AM, The Fan. Oh, man. It is Sparky's Midday Madness here on 1250 AM The Fan. I am Sam Schmitz. I'm in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer this afternoon. Just talking to the one and only Tim Shea during the break, who, my goodness, has become our team mascot here on 1250. Your mic's on if you want to talk. I don't care. But I'm also joined by my man Kevin Holden on his last day doing the Fan Afternoon Show of CBS 58. Coming up in about 7 minutes from now, former Brewer Jerry Augustine joins us as well to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the 1982 team. But what other guy, you know, what better guy to get on to than to talk about the Josh Hader trade than a former Brewer reliever and himself?
That's right, a lefty.
Right. Oh, man. Whole bunch. So we not only do we have Plesac on the Fan Afternoon Show to go through our trifecta of lefties, but now we'll have Jerry Augustine on. Oh, man. Can you imagine if we got Augie and Plesac on at the same time?
Oh.
Four lefties on at the same time?
It's the all-lefty show.
But that'll be fun. But in the meantime, I mean, we'll preview what else we got coming up on the show. We also got Ryan Horvath joining us at 3:45 as well from BetMGM tonight. But, I mean, also, Kevin, we're a day away from Leroy Butler being officially enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It is. I don't want to call it an injustice, but it's a great do that is finally going to happen. Maybe that's the way to say it.
That's a good way to put it.
Like we have known for many, many years in Wisconsin that Leroy Butler belongs among, you know, in the pantheon of greats. I've been busting out some weird like 50 cent words this week.
I love it though.
The pantheon of greats.
Might be the first time that, like your other word, paradigm, be the first time that word has been uttered during this slot on 1250 AM The Fan.
Well, either way, he's joining that group tomorrow, and it's fantastic. And honestly, those who deal with the more you deal with Leroy Butler, the more you understand what a Hall of Fame human being he is.
Yeah.
And the numbers and all that other stuff from his football career speak for itself in terms of his place among the greats. But to see good things happen to good people has a way of sort of, I don't know, it's like restoring faith a little bit, you know? Like,
yeah, because I mean, that's the thing that I'm probably most happy about when it comes to Leroy Butler getting enshrined to the Pro Football Hall of Fame is that his story and everything that he's gone through growing up, you know, with the being a little handicapped at the time, yeah, bullying and stuff like that, and then coming from where he is, and then obviously how crucial his mom was to him. All that stuff now is going to be immortalized,
right,
essentially, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, because all these guys have different stories and backgrounds. The Hall of Fame is one of the biggest, you know, melting pots of guys coming from all different backgrounds and just coming together to play a sport. But some of the stories that these guys have been through, but that's probably the thing that I'm most happy about, because obviously he was, you know, a great player, one of the best defensive backs of all time. But I love Leroy more the person that he is rather than the player.
Yeah.
So
he understands, and you mentioned the role of his mom. When we did our interview, this would have been, I guess, last week, his mom was so prominently mentioned in that interview that I'm like, man, I got to make one of the stories essentially about his family stuff. Right?
Yeah, you could do a whole, you know, 5-minute, you know, TV segment on just his mom.
So and Leroy understands that behind every good man is a good woman. So when he talks to me, every time he talks to me, he asks me how my wife is doing.
Mm-hmm.
When I wore a suit to our interview and he looked at it, he goes, oh, your girl clearly picked that out for you.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Right.
But in your case too, like he does this, he understands that like there's special women attached to the special men.
Yeah. I mean, man, oh man, his speech is going to be, as he says, his speech is going to be platinum. And he's been working on it for, you know, throughout his career too, which is the great thing.
His mom helped him work. He was talking about this in the interview. His mom helped him carve out the core of that speech in 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Like, it's been that long. It's been sitting that long. Eunice passed away in 16, I think. I
believe so, yeah.
And so, yeah, it is, man, tomorrow at noon, there's only one place to be.
Absolutely. And before that, too, on the Fan, we'll have the Road to Canton show with Bart Winkler, who'll be in Canton, Ohio, to take your guys' phone calls and share the great stories that you have of Leroy Butler. We heard from some of the great interviews today. And throughout the afternoon show as well, if you guys missed Charles Woodson, Santana Dotson, Gilbert Brown, Bob Harlan, James Lofton, we'll sprinkle in those interviews also during the afternoon show today here on 1250 AM The Fan. But in the meantime, after the break here, it's the start of the Fan Afternoon Show, and former Brewer Jerry Augustine will also join us as well. That's coming up after the break. That'll do it for Sparky's Midday Madness. I'm Sam Schmitz. That's Kevin Holden. More coming up here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Jerry Augustine, after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.